You're listening to SBS News.
It has spent 20 years trading in cash, but now the big issue is the newest charity joining the digital revolution. The big issue vendors across the country rolled out Tap and Go technology on Friday in a bid to stay afloat in Australia's increasingly cashless society. A Melbourne vendor, identifying herself only as Cheryl, says she has been selling the charity magazine for over 10 years. But she says her sales had dropped significantly because so many people no longer carried cash.
It's dropped dramatically because when I first started, I could sell like 25 magazines in a day. Now, sometimes you're lucky to sell maybe 10, 15, because a lot of people just go, oh, look, I just don't have cash.
Now, Cheryl will be wearing a digital gadget around her neck, where customers can either tap and go or use the mobile phone app, Beam It, to pay. She says having the technology will change her business for the future.
I'm hoping all of us make heaps of money so that, you know, we not only have a great Christmas, but our next year's, you know, just keeps on improving.
Moving into the digital economy has become integral to many cash workers because of the significant drop in people using cash. In 2007, 70% of Australians paid in cash, but by 2016, it was down under 40%. ATM withdrawals have also dropped to a 15-year low. The Salvation Army was one of the first to lead the way in implementing the new technology. Community fundraising manager Andrew Hill says the Tap and Go gadgets helped the Salvation Army raise over $7 million in its latest Red Shield appeal.
People come up to our collection signs and they do that, what we call the Aussie haka, where they tap their pockets to indicate they've got no coins on them or they've got no loose change on them. And so we, you know, now are able to say that's fine because we have these tap devices.
But Mr. Hill says introducing the technology was not without its challenges.
Oh, look, I think it was probably more challenging for our volunteers and our people on the front line sort of getting used to it. We had operated pretty much the same way for probably, you know, 50 years. But to communicate to them was probably the most challenging part.
Many donors had hesitations as well.
The next shift was communicating to the Australian public that this was a legitimate way to give to the Salvation Army, who they traditionally probably were used to giving loose change to.
A study by the Australian Taxation Office found 4 in 5 Australians now prefer using their cards over face-to-face transactions. So it is not just charities making the switch. Street performing magician Geordie Doust used to rely on cash thrown in his hat. But after more and more people put their hands in their empty pockets, he opted for a tap gadget too.
So I basically went to the bank and then I saw that they were like advertising we're doing FPOS machines for small businesses like cafes and things, and I was just like, hey, hang on a minute, I'm a small business, I could do something like that. So I got one of their smaller ones and just did it then.
Mr. Doust has been using the system for a few years now and has seen his earnings increase. But he says some people are still sceptical of the technology and question whether he is a scam artist.
A few people think I must be doing something fishy with it. Yeah, always get one of those. And but not too many people are super suspicious.
While some analysts believe Australia will be cashless by 2020, Swinburne University's Professor Steve Worthington says people still trust cash inherently.
It's got its own AAA accreditation cash. It's anonymous, it's accepted nearly everywhere, and it's authentic. I can touch a note, I can feel the coins. It's something that we perhaps feel a little bit attached to in a sort of physical sense, really. So the 3 A's, I think, will sustain cash for quite a long time.
While the country may not give up cash completely, Professor Worthington says he agrees Australia will rely more and more on cards.
That is a kind of a lingering fear, I think, for the older generation. But I think as we move on, we're using cards more and more in all kinds of situations, even on public transport, for example, Mikey cards in Melbourne. So it's more and more useful to have these cards and more acceptable, and we've begun to rely upon them, and they are secure.
It is a conversation, Professor Worthington says, every charity has to have.
That's the way that charities will have to move to, is more making themselves more accessible to people who want to give on the spot, as it were.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.